Hello, I'm Christopher R. Mim, the writer and director of all these awesome Mimiverse films. If you're listening to this and don't know who I am, thanks, I guess. I also write bad poetry, and I'm very tired tonight, so I'm not in the mood for fun stuff. But I do enjoy this poem, even though it is bad. It is entitled Pop, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to touch your soul with it. And then you're going to feel dirty inside. And I'm okay with that.
Just start the poem.
All right, okay. Goes something like this. Higgity piggity, hockety poo. Oogly moogly, dickety doo. Woogling waggling, tip of the spear. Just an inch, right in the ear. Poeming gloaming, Charleston chew. Eating, beating, Galveston glue. Shafting, grafting, chock full of sick. Half a foot should do the trick.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse. You hear that?
It's the sound of Mark not talking.
Whoa, it's a first.
Nice. Hello again, and welcome to the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast.
Outside,
Chris. Whoop, whoop. We are outside. He's staring into the fire.
I'm very tired tonight.
He's very tired tonight.
I had a lot of stuff going on the last couple
days. What were you doing last night?
You know, in this instance, I can actually say your mom.
Oh! All right, let's
And it wouldn't be necessarily an insult, because it would probably be true.
G-rated.
Something I want to hear about that.
Easy.
All right, so you gotta watch it there.
I did ask.
You did ask.
Yeah, you did.
Which was kind of...
Granted, that was not
what was
happening.
Haven't learned yet.
Oh, no.
I was working.
Okay. So this is Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast number 12, end of season 1.
Numero 12-o.
Numero 12.
Say the 12. Best for last. Thank you very much.
With us as always is co-host Ruby, love.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's warm.
And then Coco-host, the man, the myth, the reason why we're here, Christopher Armin.
That's me.
That's him.
I'm here.
Babe, you want to introduce our guest and our fire tender?
Yeah, because we're back outside, so we got a fire tender again. Yay.
That's right. What's up? We don't have to fake it out with the candle no more.
Nope.
No more Mitch Gonzalez Memorial candle.
It's still there. It's still there.
I remember that candle, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. So our guest for this podcast...
Because it's a memorial candle. Shut up.
Trying to talk here.
And then...
No, go ahead and finish.
No, it's fine.
He's interrupting you every time you start talking.
Babe.
That's right.
I'm just waiting.
And we weren't going to mic our fire tender, but I think we should have, because he just made a kick-ass joke, which was, at least the candle shows up.
Oh!
Anyway, so our guest...
Don't we have a fifth... What?
Sorry, yeah. Ruby. Yes. So our guest for tonight is Liz Kaiser.
What up?
Yep. There's the voice that you hear. That's not my voice. And our fire tender for this evening, in his triumphant return, Ed Oliver.
He's smoking a cigar.
Associate producer Ed Oliver, Attack of the Moon Zombies. Yep. Associate producer, House of Ghosts.
All around awesome doorman who hates my method of. We should see. That's why we need. Doorman. Okay, so we're not where we normally are. We're actually in, we've been recording at Mark and Ruby's house for the whole winter, and we normally record this in my backyard, but we're in their backyard, and they have a much bigger fire pit, so we're much farther away from people. So if there's things like that where, you think you hear one thing, but you. Yeah, we're gonna do a lot of that tonight.
That's
you
can't happen a lot with me.
Yeah, with Liz. Liz does have a slight hearing impairment, and we will not make fun of it. But there will be instances where she may not be answering questions that we ask, but the questions she hears.
Yep.
And I say we just let her go.
Which might be more awesomer.
Yeah,
it'll end up.
I don't think awesomer is a word.
Yeah.
It'll end up sounding like a William S. Burroughs novel or something.
Anyhow, so Chris.
Yes.
What's going on in the Mimiverse?
Absolutely nothing. I'm done with it. I've given up. It's over. I'm shutting it down.
I thought we had like a couple more years going because we pushed back the end of the world.
Every month you remind me of this and I'm reminded that I'm stuck.
You're not stuck.
I have to keep doing this because I want to make the fans happy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, because you don't like it at all.
No. I want to make the fan happy. So.
Thank you, Peter Flynn.
Thank you, Peter Flynn. Well, I guess we could say we have two. I'd say you got Peter Flynn.
Yes.
You got Tori Flox.
Tori Flox.
And Tori Fox.
Speaking of Peter Flynn, we have resurrected the Peter Flynn memorial lamp.
Can't even say her name.
Yep, you'll see it in the pictures.
Oh, yeah,
the memorial
lamp. Although everything's a memorial, even though none of these people are dead.
But wow. Yes, Peter Flynn, you're back in force now. The
Daniel Shervin Memorial Chair.
Yes, we're going to set up the busted chair now for every podcast as a little reminder.
To dead homies.
I don't see it right now.
We're going to pour some of our 40s out, too, if
what?
We drank them.
I'm going to pour some of my life water.
Back on the bus.
I'm going to pour
a
little bit of my Diet Mountain Dew.
What is going on in the Mooverse? Ruby gave me a pen and paper and is making me write it down, so I'm just going to go through the list.
Go get them.
Very monotone.
Yes, very, very monotone to make sure that I get through everything and there are no more one more things.
You're such a killjoy.
I just said one more thing. That's the second time.
That stinks, by the way.
Liz is just... Okay, so can we just say right up front that we told Liz to be who she really is on this podcast? Don't be fooled by the fact that she's 4'6".
Well, they can't really see me, so how would they know?
4'10 and a half, and she's very likable.
She's very like...
I like to think so.
And she's awfully full of herself,
she
too.
She is tonight.
Shut up, Mark.
What are you supposed to say to him?
F*** you, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, her mom is going to be mortified when she hears all the bleeps.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm going for at least a dozen marks.
Wow. Serious issues tonight.
I'm going for a dozen. If I can get a dozen
you
of them
open
out
the
of her.
Can.
Mark, open the can.
This is Liz Unhinged,
you
ladies
can't
and gentlemen.
Close the can.
Liz gone wild.
Liz gone wild. Sorry, go ahead with the.
So, here's what's going on. We just received, as of today, and actually, you may already know this or you may not, but. For a long time, we have been out of the Monster Phantom Lake DVDs, the retail-ready DVDs.
Yes, sir.
And we have just been selling the $5 DVD-Rs. That is no longer. We now have new, nice, packaged, the Monster Phantom Lake DVDs in stock.
Revamped cover.
It's a very nice cover. And it includes some new special features. It's got an intro and outro by Cryptosis. So that's pretty much all of them now have it except
the
for
doctor.
Two. Sorry. Dr. Ivan Cryptosis kind of wants to go by just Cryptosis.
Oh.
I don't know why.
All right.
Oh, really?
But,
I didn't know this.
No one will let him. Every time he tries to do stuff, it's just like, well, you're Dr. Ivan Kryptosis, right? So, yeah, he's probably stuck. Anyway, so there's a new Kryptosis intro and outro on that. And there's a brand new blooper reel called the Profanity Reel.
Woot.
And especially when I put together, and this was originally
so kids
available.
Don't listen.
Yeah, don't show your kids.
Earmuffs, children, earmuffs.
It's basically, you know, they're normal bloopers, but that are all punctuated with swear words. And you'll learn that Leah Horton loves the word fuck. Beep. That Josh Craig says damn it and shit all the time. And Brad Tracy, who played George, every time he screws up, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Four of them? Really?
Oh, I mean, he every blooper.
What
damn
did
it.
He say?
Damn it. And Leah says fuck.
Yeah, I heard that.
Fuck.
I heard it.
I'm chopping all of this.
Fuck.
All right. This is going to be fun.
There's going to be nothing but bleeps.
So those are now available online, and they will be available at future events. So, yippee.
This is going to be the Profanity Podcast.
This is going to be the Profanity Podcast. All right.
You're
so at this point, Ruby has failed in her mission to win the pot of quarters or whatever.
She has failed.
She has failed.
We're trying to win pot here?
It was the bet as to when things will sell out for anyone who
Liz got excited
has
for a second.
Never listened.
Wait, there's pot
podcast.
Here.
Yeah, Liz, no, we're big stoners here.
We have a running bet. Everyone put a quarter into the
well,
pot.
Well, Mark, it's you. So
and my
know.
Date has passed.
Liz,
I know there's not really
Liz,
tobacco in those cigarettes.
Do you want to put a quarter in and guess when the premiere is going to sell out?
I'm gonna guess.
Where's your quarter first?
Okay, who's got the 15th? Someone had the 15th of April. That's Mark.
That's me.
The first is Anthony Kazor.
Anthony's got before midnight, 11:59 p.m.
Say April 25th.
That's mine. I already got that.
You put your own birthday.
Well, of course, because I wanted everyone to know when my
blah,
birthday
blah.
Was.
Come on, Liz.
You're not getting any presents.
Not from you.
Nobody likes you.
I know. I didn't get any last year either.
Way to go,
Are
Liz.
Are you kidding? I gave you a present. I don't remember what it was, but,
but it must have been great.
It yeah. must have been awesome. All right,
some
Liz,
Saint Kate's
you got a date for us
okay,
or no?
Pick a date.
Oh, sorry.
You could screw Mark and say April 14th.
April.
I'm all for that.
April 20th.
20th.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right.
So she's smack dab in the middle. You got tax day, Liz, then me. Now you owe a quarter if you lose.
You have to pony up a quarter.
Just a quarter.
Okay,
just a quarter.
I can do that.
All right. So the pot is now up to what? $1.50?
$1.50.
No, that's too much.
Yeah.
Too much for a bet.
I've seen your car.
Love you. Easy. Easy. Dialer back a little bit.
Not my fault that some weirdo comes in my car and steals my radio.
Dude.
This happened. We'll ask her about it later because
this
car
made Mike Cook cry.
And now there's
yeah.
a
You're
hole
making
in my
Mike
car.
Cook cry.
And this
he
car
listens to these.
This car actually has a Mimiverse connection that we'll get into later.
I'm sorry, Mike. I failed you with the car.
So, going back to that. Yes, as far as I know when we're recording this and it's still March when we're recording this.
What will it has, when it comes out?
It has not sold out yet. The House of Ghosts premiere has not sold out, but is getting very close. I don't have an exact...
It's going to sell out on April 20th.
It might.
No.
Oh, again with another
Moving
pot
on.
Joke.
Moving
she made
on.
Another pot joke.
Moving on.
420.
Moving
oh,
on.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
She did.
Sure.
No, I didn't. I've never had pot in my life.
That they
Serious.
Know of.
Okay.
I'm not you, Chris.
Oh.
She does it like every day.
Who gave her permission to just go crazy?
I apologize in advance.
Isn't it amazing isn't it amazing what happens to certain people when they get a microphone in
I
front
know,
of them?
I know, right?
Your own fault.
I tell you.
Oh, you guys.
Jesus.
It's going to be hilarious, dude. All right.
Nothing but bleeps.
So, as of right now, the premiere is not sold out. But when this comes out, it might be. But right now it's not, so I'm just sort of talking about it. Check the website to
April
see
15th.
If it has
it.
By the 15th.
No, it won't.
On or around the 15th. Sometimes 16th or the 17th. It depends
it
on...
Be sold out,
I'm telling you guys, tax day.
Tax day. All right. Well,
tax
you
day.
Have actually that entire... The 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. That whole window.
Ha!
Through midnight. Okay, moving on.
So... That, like I said, the premiere may or may not be sold out. If it is, check the website and if they're still available. Otherwise, there is plans to bring future shows back to the Twin Cities. But, and this is a perfect segue into other stuff I wrote down, if you don't get to see it in the Twin Cities, there are many of opportunities to see it elsewhere. We got... in Brazil? Not yet. Let's see. We now have it set in stone that House of Ghosts will have its drive-in premiere in Jefferson, Wisconsin at the Highway 18 Outdoor.
Woot!
Rock and or roll.
Doesn't this happen every year?
It does, but there's a slight change this year. The owner is... Liz is on fire. The owner is starting a new series at his theater where every Saturday they're adding a third feature, and it'll be like a classic feature at the drive-in. So you can go see the two Hollywood releases and then go see, you know, Invasion of the Body Snatchers or whatever.
Any idea what the other two movies are?
I do not know what the other two movies are yet. The ones that come out around that time are stuff like Men in Black 3.
I think... Star Trek 2 also comes out around that same time.
Our great fear is that this year we're going to be stuck watching Battleship. Anyway.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, it's got Rihanna, so it's got to be good.
What?
It's got Rihanna. Anyway.
I didn't know this.
Dude, Ruby's like mean tonight. Shut up and talk.
Ruby.
Damn.
Nice.
This is going to be a throwdown.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
You took the words right out of my brain, man. Like I was saying, every Saturday over the summer, he's going to be...
what up?
Oh, look. Dory Fox showed up. Of course she did.
Can you go in the garage on the side all the way back? There's chairs she on the shelf.
She's not the creepy Rylan entrance. What's she's up? Actually just walking in. Okay, so...
Is she going to be offended by my profanity?
Hell no. She could probably outswear you. You know, I'm trying to stay focused. I really am.
Uh-huh. Keep moving. I didn't steal your phone this time, neither.
Okay, so...
Oh. She's such a taskmaster. Hey, let him get through this.
Oh, hey, the hose!
Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
So... Yeah, so they're starting this series at the Highway 18 of showing this thing, and we're going to kick off that series.
Yay.
So House of Ghosts will actually only play one time this year, which kind of sucks. They're not doing the entire weekend, but one of the things is that a lot of times when we do it, because it is the third movie of a triple feature, we usually only get, you know, 5-10 cars for your screening.
Oh, yeah.
So now we actually will end up consolidating that, and we should now have 30 to 40, 50 cars just for the Saturday. So if you're a person out there who listens to this that generally goes to that every year, it's only Saturday, not Friday, not Sunday, just Saturday.
What about Monday?
Not Monday either. Liz, what are you?
I am cutting.
Liz,
cutting
focus.
You, Ruben. All right. Get everybody once.
Okay. So, the other things going on is I'm finishing up the Esperanto stuff for the House of Ghosts DVD, and I'm working on the subtitles, and I'm authoring that. That should be ready probably within... When this comes out, it'll actually be at the printers. So, that should be done. I'm deep in it right now. God, if it's not, I'm dead. But yeah,
please
it's...
Don't die.
The Esperanto is killing me, just because... Not because I hate it, but it's just a lot of... I mean, it's work. You got to put it in. You got to line it all up, and you know, there's a lot of audio sweetening and all the stuff that goes on with it.
They did a really nice job, though. You said
they did a brilliant job this time.
About that the other night.
They really, really stepped it up in the translation department to make sure that the lips match what they're saying this time. Because if you've watched the Esperanto track on Attack of the Moon Zombies, there are times when no one's lips are moving and there's whole conversations going on.
Just like an old Bruce Lee film.
It's the only way you can make it all fit. They took all the, you know, they counted syllables for every line and tried to match it as close as possible.
They're amazing.
So thank you, George Baker and team. They love me. So that's... They're the only ones. Liz, you're going to make me feel bad about myself.
And you said they're not working in the same room.
They're all worldwide. Over the world. Yeah, I got people from Japan and I think there's a couple, like someone in Germany, and just they're all over the place.
That's so cool.
And so there's that coming along. So that is going. Now, last thing I want to bring up just because we have a lot of stuff coming and going next weekend, and I mean next weekend as in a week after this podcast comes out, Mark and I will be at the Starfest in Denver, Colorado.
Man.
What's up?
And we'll be selling DVDs and meeting and greeting people.
Yes.
And there will be a screening of Attack of the Moon Zombies, and I will be doing an extensive Q&A afterwards.
I'll get to man the booth.
So
y'all should go.
Check the Starfest website, which I think is starland.com.
Babe, is that right?
And they will, mm-hmm. Yep. By the time this comes out, right now, they just emailed me today saying they're basically nailing down the exact when and where of the screening. By the time this comes out, go to their website. It'll be there. So I'm excited as hell for that. That's going to be great. Because that's a very big convention, and Ruby says it's the best ever. So.
Oh, my God, it's the best ever.
So it better live up to the hype.
She grew up in Denver. That's why she knows, folks.
You guys.
It's all right.
The best ever.
She's really mad that she can't come.
I'm so mad.
She wants to come, but she can't.
It's my favorite convention.
Yes, she does.
I do have a play. But this is not Pimp
for
Ruby.
Now, we have a Mimiverse split of sorts. May 4th and 6th. May 4th through the 6th. There are two conventions the Mimiverse will be represented at. There's one in Fargo, actually Moorhead, Minnesota, Fargo-Moorhead, called CoreCon.
Thanks, Tori Fox.
Which, from what I hear, is kind of a steampunk convention, so...
Actually, no, she's now referred to as Tori Flox.
Tori Flox, because I can't
Tori
speak.
Flox.
Miss Tori Flox, if you're nasty.
Oh, God. I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay.
So they'll be there. We'll be selling stuff there. So if you're down there and you're, you know, want to catch, hell, if you want to buy new copies of the new Monster Phantom Lake DVD, go there, do it. And then I will be in Eau Claire at No Brand Con, which is actually an anime con. So steampunk and anime, you know, nothing says That's steampunk and anime like 1950s B movies.
Yes.
So I'll be down there, so come on down, say hi to me. I'm guessing people like Mike Cook should be on hand.
There will be several
of... scary guy.
There will be several...
several of us there at No Brand Con as well.
Yes, yeah, so...
I'm always scared of you.
People are scared of me. I don't know why. I'm like skinny now.
I know, you're like a huggable dude.
Moving on.
God, I'm going to start throwing, spitting spitballs.
She's actually smiling, folks. Don't think. You can hear her laughing.
I like to brand myself as a big old meanie.
And,
Blue meanies.
Well, now that Ruby made me make a list, that's all there is.
She's ignoring.
That's it.
What about, we still have the Rondo Hatton Awards.
Actually, by this point, the Rondo Hatton Awards will be closed.
And announced.
I think they'll be announced, yes. I think they close on the 1st of April. So
and we had a, also had a clean sweep of the MailOrderZombie.com awards.
Yes, we're up for a crap load of Mail Order Zombie Dead Letter Awards. We're up for 5 of them, and we won 6.
Woot!
We won in no particular order, even though the most important, of course, is Best... feature film, Attack of the Moon Zombies, won.
Yes.
I won Best Director, which is the most important award.
Obviously.
Obviously. We won Best Zombie, Michael Kaiser.
What? Obviously. Wait. Michael
bom,
Kaiser.
Bomb,
bomb.
Bomb, bomb. All praise be.
All praise.
Sid Corpy won Best Actress.
Right now.
Over Shannon McDonagh.
Ah.
Which I was worried about that because, you know, a lot of times when they do in the Oscars or something, they have two actors from one movie, it'll split the vote. So I was a little worried about, you know, what if we split it just right and then someone
else
gets it from another movie. So it was awesome that Sid pulled that out. We also won Best One-Liner, which is the one about being, you know, creepy meat puppets for those nasty little things out there. And we won in the write-in Best Death Scene.
What?
Mike Cook won it for his portrayal. If you get a chance, go to mailorderzombie.com and listen to, I think it's episode 177.
That is correct.
Listen to it. They did the whole thing. It's a great episode. I mean, I want to give a shout out to those guys. Those guys are awesome.
They do a good show.
And I, you know, as podcasters, I almost look up to them. I mean, they do such a ridiculously good job.
It's very well produced.
It's very well produced, and it's very entertaining. And they did the whole thing kind of like the Oscars, where they, you know, read them off, and then they presented the award.
And they did a concurrent game show at the same time.
And they did. So it was
funny as
heck. Extra fun and entertaining. So I did want to point out one thing that they said was, when they mentioned the death of Mike Cook in Moon Zombies, they brought up that someone wrote in that it was just like Kirk, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's just like Spock.
It's just like Spock is what they meant.
And they pointed that
out. They pointed it out.
And I thought that was pretty funny. And so I'm trying to figure out, if you're out there in the listening public, and you voted and you said Kirk, let me know. I want to know who just said that so I can relentlessly mock you.
Yeah, now they're going to let you know for sure.
Anthony Kayser. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, that's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Nice.
Well, did we mention the trailer is out? Is that from the last
official
one?
House of Ghosts trailer is out. We can talk about it again. What the heck? Why not?
I don't know if I don't remember. I mean, we're recording these pretty close together.
Yeah, we just did Anthony's, and we're doing this one. Should I just say the date today?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is March 23rd at 8:40 p.m.
Exactly 2 months
to
the House of Ghosts premiere.
Yes, and it is 2 days before my birthday, y'all. So by the time you get this,
I do not wish you a happy birthday.
You know what? Screw you.
She's looking for every chance to say it, man.
You're the best.
Do you think we got to a dozen bleeps yet?
I love you.
We'll count them.
We just did the commentary track the other day. I shouldn't say we.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ruby and
Mitch.
I know. Right?
Chris added some stuff from the last time we watched.
Yes. We did the commentary.
Again.
And we should tell that story real quick.
The
curse of the House
story.
Of Ghosts.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We're it continues.
In the House of Ghosts, and we're just watching the House of Ghosts. There's not rain coming down or nothing. We're 17 seconds in?
We were 3 minutes in.
3 minutes.
You're way off, really.
Well, it was three minutes and 17 seconds. And I remember pointing out 17 and realizing I was wrong. It was 3 minutes, 17 seconds. We were about 3 minutes into it, and the power went out. Just randomly.
And we were recording it here.
We're recording here at their house.
We wanted to try it with the podcast equipment this year, just because the Attack of the Moon Zombies one was a little difficult to hear everybody because we had so many people doing it.
Well, we didn't have this really nice audio equipment. I mean, we recorded it basically on the camcorder.
So, yeah, we were down in the basement in the man cave, as I love to call it, and we were hit go and record, and 3 minutes in, boom, nothing.
Power
loss.
Gone. For about, what, an hour?
Hour and 15.
It was weird. And then we did get it in there, but it was really strange that it just randomly went out.
Were there storms that night?
There were some storms, but they were weak.
Not
I mean, there
here.
Weren't even, like, big storms.
Yeah, they were coming down in Mitch's area, but that's 20-some
yeah, but I mean,
minutes
not,
away.
Not knock-out-the-power-worthy storms.
No,
it was just
Target lost power.
Target lost power?
Really?
Really?
I heard the next day, yeah.
Huh.
So people were just caught off guard, I guess. I think there was some pretty bad winds, though.
It might have been.
So that had to, because the rain and the, you know, there wasn't even a lot of thunder and lightning. I think it was just the heavy winds. So yeah, that was we did that, and
all our tree squeaks.
is that it?
I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
Wow, record time. Thanks, Rube, for being a buzzkill. Let's pimp the podcast real quick before we introduce again our guests.
Not that she apparently needs any introduction. She's
you, Chris.
She's made her own impression.
She's made her own impression. This is going to be the most vulgarly bleeped.
Which
podcast
is funny because, you know, everyone knows, if you've ever seen any of the movies Liz is in, she's the sweet little girl from Terror from Beneath the Earth, and she's only like 4'3".
It's always the sweet one.
See, exactly. I've known Liz
How tall
for,
are you, Liz?
You just keep making her shorter
I
every
would
time.
Rather not say.
Nice.
4'10 and a half.
4'10 and a half, because she likes to
Apparently,
point it out.
Apparently, I have no say in not saying.
And she's, you're what, 20 years old? Yes. 20 years old.
I don't get to answer.
And you're happy
He'll
to be
just
here?
Just talk for you. Clearly,
she's happy to be
never
here.
Happy to be here.
Ever listen
and
to a
she,
podcast.
And she thinks I'm the coolest movie. Person ever? Wow, thanks.
Thanks, ma'am.
And no, so you know, and you look like you're 8?
Shut up.
10?
Hate you.
12.
16 tops.
Beep, beep. You gotta just do that. Every anytime anything ends with you, just bleep it. So
I
even
will.
If she says, you are the best.
I'm going to spend so much time editing this one. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be all for good comedic effect. Let me go back to pimping the podcast though, real quick.
Back to the podcast. Would this be... Okay, wait.
Go ahead.
One more thing. Everyone pay attention so that when Mark reiterates what he's saying now...
No, then Chris will come
sure
back.
That we can
he'll recap the recap.
That's right.
That's how you do it, man.
We've got to recap at least twice.
I'm editing you, people.
Hey, can we talk about that real quick?
Go
things
ahead.
That are going on in the Mimiverse that is sort of with the podcast.
Okay.
Is that Ruby if you aren't aware, because some people may not be aware, last month's Anthony podcast was about 4 hours, all said and done.
All told, if you take out the baseball game, it was less than three.
Okay. But it was close to three, right?
Yes.
At least. We'll say three hours. Ruby did a Ruby edit. She got it down to 80 minutes.
Chop, chop.
And it's very clean and concise.
Yes.
All the fun stuff is released. It's terrible, but...
No, that's true.
Actually, it didn't. I was surprised. There was a lot of still good stuff that ended up in there.
If anybody doesn't listen, or if you're not on Facebook, the reason why I did it is because if there's anyone who isn't a super fan...
For the noobs.
Then they'll have something to listen to, and the super fans can either listen to both or listen to the super long one.
Everybody listened to the super long one of this one.
That's right. So I just did a chop job and, you know, kept it absolutely relevant. And, you know, if people like it, great. And if people don't, that's okay too.
And so
it's not really meant to, like, her idea behind it was that a lot of people complain about the length, and you'll hear that in previous podcasts.
Like,
and,
three people,
you know. And so her idea wasn't, she's not trying to supplant the long version of it, as what we're calling it now, the superfan version. It's just more of a, try to get the people that have short attention spans.
Can we, instead of calling the long one the superfan version, because that alienates people who might not be super fans, but just call that the regular version, and the Ruby edit is the lame version for the lame people?
Can we call it the lame bent version?
The lame, no. Lame bent is not a word.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever, Maggie Schultz.
Catherine.
Next.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a word.
All right, so let's pimp the podcast real quick.
Oh, and I have one more thing to
go
do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you pimp the podcast, but before we get to Liz.
Go ahead.
You've been writing stuff down, dude.
I'm 20 minutes ahead of where I was last time. After you pimp the podcast, I want to say this so I don't forget. That's what Tori's here for, to make sure I don't forget shit.
Tori, you're the bomb. Tori Flocks, ladies and gentlemen.
Tori Flocks. Okay, after Mark pimps the podcast, I want to do one thing, and that is I've come up with a new section called Call Out the People I Know Ain't Listening.
Nice. Yay. I like it.
And we're going to say something to certain people, and I'm going to ask them to then contact me and let me know they heard it.
And if they don't, they're lame.
But if they don't, we've just proven our point.
They are not lame. They are steampunk.
Whoa.
Whoa.
A frog just exploded in the fire.
It wasn't a
frog.
No
frogs yet.
June too early. All right, so pimp the podcast. I will shut up.
There are several ways to keep in touch with us, the cast of the podcast crew. Number one, SaintEuphoria.com. You got to spell it all out, or Mimiverse.com, or whatever. There's a podcast tab on the upper right. If you could be so kind, Mr. Mim, is to change the podcast. You've had it as a lower P ever since we started this thing. Can you change it to an uppercase
B? Oh, boy.
Where? On which what?
On the podcast, Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast thing. You have it as a lowercase p.
On which thing?
On the SaintEuphoria.com.
On the drop-down menu?
Yeah, the drop-down menu.
I am so editing this, y'all.
Okay.
Anywho, there's a tab there to ask questions of us.
And you want it all uppercase?
No, just the podcast.
Like it's yelling at you?
You're crying out loud.
Or just the word difficult. Podcast.
She's not, you know, Liz is playing into the whole thing that
can
you're
I
a
add
stoner.
Can I add an exclamation point?
You can if you want. Like several of them.
What about a question mark?
You know what you could do? You could alternate between uppercase and lowercase, just like
how about
Slipknot.
Just a period?
There you go.
There you go. Slipknot rules, and
can
every
we,
other letter
can we
is
change
alternating.
It to, can we change the name of it to the podcast? Podcast?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So you got that. You can fill out that little form, send us questions. We love getting email. You can also just send us emails at podcast@SaintEuphoria.com. We get those as well. We have a Facebook fan page, the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast fan page. Please find us there if you're on Facebook and like us.
And spread it around. Share it.
Please do. Because
you know, again, I call Rubio because she didn't want to do a lot of pushing on it, the social media stuff, and just sort of see if it would happen on its own. It just doesn't happen as well on its own. I mean, the whole idea of social media is sharing.
That's true.
So please, share.
If you
and let people know.
If you like the podcast,
sharing is good.
You know, tell them about it and, you know, see if they'll listen to us and if they like us, because we really try to make this feel like just a natural conversation. I love you.
I don't care.
I'm going to sing the Barney song unless you keep going.
Upcoming guests. Are you ready? Get your pens and crayons and pieces of paper ready.
Your iPads and
Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch. Your light brights. Get them out. Here we go.
How old are you?
The median,
you don't know.
Median age of the people who listen to us are
the
like
people
eight.
That listen to this.
So you are corrupting the youth with your language.
Yes, people who of this show know what a light bright is? Jesus.
You challenged her to get to a dozen, man. Why did you do that?
She's over that already. The next month, our podcast show is on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Our next podcast guest is Mitch Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
So he won't show up.
He better.
He better show up, because otherwise we're going to set his house on fire and call that the Mitchell A. Gonzalez Memorial Candle. And I know you're listening to this.
Boy. Sorry, Mitch.
Mitch volunteered to make us burgers. That's the only reason I'm going. You're cooking burgers? He's going.
Yeah. Free food, yeah.
So we're going up to Mitch's house up in, not northern Minnesota. I'm not even going to say where he lives. But so we're going to be
farther
on the road.
Away.
People will stalk him.
Yeah.
They'll stop by the podcast. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not that doesn't happen already. So, yes, we'll be next month is Mitch Gonzalez, movie monster man himself. And then May is, I'm sorry, the premiere month. So after that is June. And we have confirmed Mark Scanlon and Andy Wilkins.
Or as you'll see in the credits of House of Ghosts, J. Andrew Wilkins.
Andrew Wilkins, who's a very nice man. And so is Mark Scanlon as well.
So
very nice people.
Scott Tallman
type he does.
Thing?
His name is actually John.
And he goes by Andy?
He goes by Andy.
Happens
he told
lot.
Me why some once, and I don't remember, so I won't. I'll just make something up. He goes by that because he's wanted in several states.
Yes, I like that. So that's it for the Pimp the Podcast.
Can I have...
The floor is yours.
I
want to
say something. I have seen Lambent Fuse.
Me too.
So have I.
Moving on.
Thank you. Who are you going to call out now?
Mean.
Well, we've been talking about Lambent Fuse since last July or August or something.
It finally came out.
September? Was it September?
When we did Shervin's podcast was September.
Shervin's podcast. It was September.
4 years ago.
Yeah, really. 4 years in the making. I finally saw it, and I'll just say it. I didn't like it, but I won't say why. I just didn't. It was not my cup of tea. It's not my thing.
But was it your coffee?
It was not even my coffee.
Congratulations to Matt Cece.
Yeah.
On completing a film.
Hey, I'm saying I'm...
They have every right to be proud. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And I'm glad they got it out. I just didn't particularly like it. I really wanted to, but I didn't.
It was shot beautifully.
It was shot really cool, actually.
It was very beautiful.
It was cast beautifully.
The sound was magnificent.
The sound was fantastic.
The sound guys were great. I didn't like the story. It wasn't
it
appeal to me.
Give it up for Jim Norgard. He was in the movie for a very short time, but a bang-up job.
And Shervin?
Dan Shervin. I love that guy more and more every time I see him on screen.
God, that guy.
He does Subaru commercials in town.
He loves me a little too much.
He does.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to
Dan
that.
Dan has a tendency to get a little creepy with Liz.
When we get back to you, Liz, we're going to talk about that. But
wow.
Shervin does commercials in town as well, and every time I see him in a Subaru commercial,
I will say
I hug him.
I'm glad that we have appropriated the word lambent as our own. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Somebody needs to save the word lambent.
The word lambent has... And you know what? Here's the funny thing. I got to say, I saw randomly on Facebook the other day, someone said it.
In
a post.
Up. In your...
Just someone is like, God, isn't this the most lambent thing you've ever seen?
It's growing, dude.
Was it somebody in your universe?
It was... Well, obviously connected to somebody who's connected to somebody else or something. I don't know. I just saw it and I was like... Oh my God!
That's awesome.
It's starting.
We're stealing lambent, and we're turning.
We're taking it back.
Who else?
A little bit
would've?
Like a social disease.
Know,
we're gonna have to get.
I know.
Steampunk shots.
I know because they're.
And the fire is green in your glasses.
It's sort of weird.
Creepy.
Liz, okay,
so who are you? On drugs or something? Over
I know.
Here. She's tripping out.
Liz, you're derailing us, my dear.
Back to it,
man. In his glasses.
Who do you want to call out now?
Okay, I would like to call out the following person: Catherine Hansen. How you doing, Catherine?
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
Yes.
Love Catherine Hansen.
So I want to put you in future movies, but until I hear back that you heard this, I don't know if I can. See, that should get her attention.
I'll still totally put
her in future movies, but I want to see if she'll actually get back to me.
Well, and actually, just to prove that someone didn't call her and say, just call Chris and say I heard the podcast, she should text or call or email you with the time.
Yes, let me know when you listened and where you heard it. Mm-hmm. In which part?
Yep.
What was I talking about before?
I'm totally moving this out of the first part.
Oh, no.
That would be awesome.
So it's wrong.
I'll put it right in the middle of Commander Lambent.
You know, actually, I have one more thing.
Really? No.
That I just thought of.
No way.
That is not actually for me.
This
it's
like
for
a magic fire.
It's for someone else connected to the verse.
Actually, can I ask one thing?
Yes.
Remember one word reviews?
Yes.
Lamb and Fuse.
Steampunk.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Justin Overlander. Everyone loves Justin.
I love him.
I love Justin. He's a great guy. He and I sat down and had lunch one day, and we had a really long, really fun conversation about the state of independent film and filmmaking. And you know, we've mentioned it before. Justin is not just an actor. He's also a writer and director and editor. And
does he write bad poetry?
I don't know if he writes bad poetry or not. Right.
He probably could.
He should.
He should.
Everyone
probably
should.
Probably not as bad as you.
No one writes as bad poetry as I do.
You except, haven't seen some of my stuff
except,
when I was 15.
Except, yeah, 15-year-old emo girls.
I'm pretty sure Michael could write something.
Dude, Michael was writing something about today. He was like, I was trying to think
about
of...
about the balls.
You know, something about balls. Balls, balls. Oh, how I love the balls.
Is this, like, is he, like, writing prose or something?
I don't know. As I started writing it down, I was like, no, you can't read that. I was like, why not? It's good. Tell me, what is it, balls? Something about balls? He's like, no, you can't.
He wants to be a sportcaster. Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, and we support him on that.
He was talking about.
So, what was it? Oh, Justin Overlander.
Justin Overlander.
At the point this comes out, more information about this should be public. And I know that Justin is going to be doing some associate producer stuff. Anyway, to get to the point, he is making a film called The Bequeather, which is a great script he wrote. And he talked to me about it and sort of, you know, made sure I was okay with it, because the idea behind the script is that it is, in essence, kind of a, you'll be amazed when you hear this, a 1950s style movie.
No.
Yes. But it is.
Wait, let me do it again. Dear God, no.
No.
But it's, the way it's written is much more like an airplane or, you know,
that's the best way to describe
a
it.
A Blazing Saddles kind of thing.
Like a slapstick kind of thing.
It's like a Mel Brooks movie.
Yes.
Question.
What does bequeath
Black Bears
actually mean?
Bequeath means leave something to you.
Okay.
That's pretty bequeathy. Nah,
that's
it's not
a
gonna
word.
Work. Not gonna work.
That's
why
you gotta flop here, wait, Chris, here we go.
Why you gotta flop the chicken?
Why you gotta flop the chicken, Liz?
Why you gotta be flopping the chicken?
That's a little shout out to somebody who will not be named. Not that I don't like
anyway,
that person.
Anyway, so what about The Bequeather?
So he wrote this great script called The Bequeather that is going to star people you know. Mike Cook is talking about being in it. Justin will be in it. Sid Corpy may make an appearance. Award-winning actress Sid Corpy. and other Mimiverse faces you may recognize.
Woot.
And actually, he's going to be shooting at least portions of it in the House of Ghosts house as well.
Woot.
So, it's a great project. I have read the script, and I laughed out loud several times, which is kind
you
of...
You LOL'd?
I LOL'd. I LOL'd out loud. I totally LOL'd out loud.
IRL? You yeah. LOL'd?
I was not R-O-T... Forget,
R-O-T-F-L.
LOL. O-L.
You are not L-M-F-A-O?
No.
Next issue.
So he's working on that, and I know he's going to be doing some... similar associate producer stuff, very similar to what I do. So if you're interested, chances are there will be links all over my website and stuff where you can find it. Otherwise, you know, he's going to, I think, have a website and a bunch of stuff. He's still in the sort of beginning stages of it, but it's moving forward where he's going to be shooting it next month.
Wow, neat.
Good
into
for him.
June.
He's a good man. He was podcast guest number 3. Support him. He rocks.
Yep. And, you know, he and I are talking about, too, there's going to be a lot of ties into the verse. You know, Shervin's going to be in it. I'm sorry. Verse. I don't know who that is. Sheboygan. Is
Danny Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah. He's nice.
So it should be very, very cool.
Dan Shervin? I love that guy.
he's a goon.
Can we talk to Liz soon?
No. She's been talking the whole damn time.
Shut up, Chris. Hate you.
I'm scared of her. I'm going
to
go sit over there.
You're sitting next to her, for crying out loud.
Go ahead, babe. Start it off.
I know where you sleep.
So that was the last thing I have to say for real this time.
I doubt it.
In part one.
Until I have my questions for you.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
Lamb bento.
Wow.
Okay, so
go ahead, dear. Take it away.
Wait. Don't you need a recap?
No.
Nope.
To recap.
I think you self-recapped.
See, the problem is, folks, out there in radio land.
I am so
curious. I get yelled at.
This is not radio.
Off the radio.
Actually, I'll recap real quick. We did a poem.
Yep.
I talked a lot about stuff going on.
Yep.
Mark talked about what's going on with the podcast. Yes. Liz swore.
And yes.
I took over the podcast again.
And
now we're to Ruby.
Yes.
And now and
Ruby interrupted every 5 seconds. Get it back on the road, stay on the road, stay on the road. Yeah. Were you sick of people saying, you know, you started out as the person who kept it on the bus, and now lately you're not.
Ooh.
Actually,
should we
Should we get up to Ed for building a great fire for
us? Dude, Ed rocked this fire. It's warm as hell.
I'm not looking forward to his questions. he's kind of scaring me.
And that's what Ed
not
loves.
Not as much as Dan scares you, but we'll get into that
we'll
later.
Get into that in
he
a minute.
He scares me in a creepy way.
Yep.
And when Dan hears this, he's going to roll hysterically. Go ahead, babe.
All right. So, hey, Liz, how you doing?
Actually, can we take a break real quick?
I'm f***ing awesome.
Awesome. Chris has requested a break.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't want to be like,
let's hit pause and then we'll do it.
Let's hit pause and we'll come back.
We'll talk to you in a minute.
Are
with Liz Kaiser.
F*** you, Chris.
At the end of this section, there were 14 beeps. Refill your sippy cup now, and we'll see you in part 2.